It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sips coffee? Get ready.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Buckle up.
So, DZ, let me set the scene. For the first time ever, I kicked Owen and Hudson out of my house.
All right, paint the picture. Picture, Bob Ross.
Well, they were being jerks, okay, in my opinion. And like they are, the 10 and 12-year-olds, everything is wrestling. And then, Mom!
Oh, as soon as somebody gets hurt.
He hurt me! Mm-hmm. He hit me! And then I look over and they're giggling and they're like punching each other. And then somebody gets hurt and then they're mad again and they're crying. So I just am at the point where I'm like, I don't even care anymore. I tell them to keep their hands off each other. They don't listen. So I just roll my eyes and go, you know what? When you get hurt, I don't care.
Bye.
I don't care. Go outside. So yesterday, I could hear them. I went upstairs to get something.
Okay.
And I could hear them below me because I got an old house, so I can hear everything.
You hear the creaks?
You know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. I can hear them downstairs and I can hear everything. And they're fighting. And then it's like, get off of me. Get off of me.
Stop touching me.
Over and over. Yeah. This is all day, every day in my house. Get off. I can't wait for school to start, quite frankly.
It's endless.
All day. And so finally, I hear something, and I don't know what it is. Something go down, and then it's like, dude! I come running down. They both look terrified.
Because they know something's about to get...
You know what they did? What? They broke a whole table.
What do you mean they...
They broke a whole end table.
A table?
A glass end table. They're lucky the glass didn't break. They broke the damn metal.
Oh, okay.
They broke the metal
around glass. The glass didn't break, though.
How the glass didn't break, but they broke the metal around the glass. I couldn't believe it. I go, I know you're the size of a linebacker, Owen, but what the hell?
What were they doing?
Who knows? He goes, well, I stood up and I fell on it and then I crushed it. And I go, I don't care. And I looked at them and I was like, sorry, I just had to stand up. I got all pissed.
You're painting the picture for real.
I was like, what? And I see a broken table.
Yeah.
Between us. I don't give a damn. I hate that table, but it's not the point.
The table's not the point.
Something, and it's on now.
Sure.
So I said, get out! And they were like, huh? And I go, get out of my house.
I spoke the words I spoke.
And he's walking around in his shorts. I go, go put a shirt on and get out. Go to the park and don't you dare come back until I come get you. Don't you dare leave that park. I will come get you.
Allie said shirt, socks, shoes, outside.
Out. I've kicked them into the yard, right? I've kicked them into the backyard.
Yeah,
go outside.
Go outside, leave me alone.
Kick them to the neighbors. I've never kicked them to the point where they have to cross a busy road and walk 6 blocks to the park.
You kicked them out.
I kicked them out.
Well, and you said, don't come back.
Don't.
Hit the road, Jack.
I said, don't you dare. Don't you dare. And so they're like, what? They're like in shock, right? Because this has never happened.
Well, because they probably don't know what you mean. Yeah. They're like,
what? And I go, get out. And Owen's like, And like the freak out starts ensuing. I'm like, get out of my house. And so they start walking.
Also,
right
now they're homeless, right?
So now they're homeless.
They're walking to the park homeless.
They're walking and I see them. Here's what's funny is they're walking down the street. They're like 10 feet apart, but you can tell they're yelling at each other.
You got me kicked out. No, you got me kicked out.
It's your fault. It's
now we're homeless. It's your fault.
Mom's mad. It's your fault.
I don't even got my phone.
The whole way I can see them arguing down the street, right? 10 feet apart.
Sure.
And then I see them get to the busy road they now have to cross in order to get to the park. And I'm watching because the mom in me is like freaked out, right?
Naturally.
Because always I'm with them, but they're old enough to do this on their own. There's zero reason they can't go to the park on their own at this age.
They're more than big enough too.
And it's safe and they're fine.
Right.
And so I look and I'm watching and they turn around. Now they're both at the road about to cross and they both turn and look almost like they're waiting.
Yeah, to see if you for real about it.
Yeah, like, am I going to say come back?
Yeah, right.
And what did I do? I put my arm in the air and waved, keep it moving!
Oh, you were out there watching. See, like, I wouldn't have even been outside.
Oh, I was worried. I was secretly worried about the busy road, but I didn't want them to know that. So I was like, keep it moving! And then they cross over and then I watch them again separate 10 feet and then they walk to the park. Well, I had somebody coming by because I've got some trees I need to deal with. So my tree guy comes by and I'm thinking, perfect distraction. Because right about now, I'm starting to get the mom guilt. I'm like, what if I never see them again? What if something happens to them?
Well, somebody's at the park. And I should be with them. Well, oh my gosh.
I told them to get the hell out of my house. And what if?
Did I overreact?
Yeah. All that's going through my mind right now, right? But I get distracted, so I end up spending like an hour talking to this guy who's, you know, at my house about cutting down trees.
Right.
Finally, I go, listen, I have to go. Like, my kids are at the park.
My kids are at the park. I gotta go get them.
Wondering where the hell I am.
Yeah.
Because I kicked him out, and I did not. I just left him. So, he left, and then I rage walked all the way to the park. I thought about driving, and I went, no, you're angry. Walk it out so you don't flip out again when you get there.
Ah, that's good.
Walk it out. And by the time I got there, they were just started to walk back. I go,
I did not clear you.
You're still at the park, my guy.
Maybe I was just coming to check on your liveness and then go back home.
So they were like, oh, okay. I go, in fact, we're walking the long way. So we walked the long way
home. Big loop.
I said, you need to get some energy out, don't you? You're breaking my tables. You're acting up. So then they just kind of like, and by the time we got home, everybody was calm and everybody was fine.
Y'all talk it out throughout the walk?
Not really.
Not really. Just walked it out?
A little bit, but not really. They knew.
Right.
They were so mad that they had to, you know, they couldn't do whatever they wanted. I'm hoping this will be a good punishment. But then I also was like, am I the jerk, you know, like for literally just kicking my kids out of the house? Like, I felt like in a small way, this is where I'm going to be vulnerable about it.
Yeah.
As much as I support the hard parenting sometimes.
Yeah.
A little bit about me felt like I was taking the easy way out and I wasn't parenting. Kicking him out is like, I don't want to deal with this in a way. It was like, because it's too hard, right?
Oh, yeah. Really, I hear what you're saying.
Parenting is hard.
Parenting is extremely hard.
It's easy to go in a closet and cry sometimes when you need to, which I support, or which happens when kids are hard on you. Or, you know, like, that's where I felt like, am I the jerk? Because actually, I'm not parenting. I'm telling them to get out so I don't have to deal with it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Right?
But if that's how you feel about it, then I mean, that makes it tougher for me. Because realistically,
I
do support the GTFO. Please and thank you. Bye. Right? But at the same time,
Do you know how many I see kids that are these 12-year-olds in my neighborhood? We live in a safe neighborhood. I see kids; they're always walking in on their bikes. This is nothing strange in my neighborhood. I went to the park. I went by myself all the time as a kid because my siblings were older.
Oh yeah,
I didn't even have a sibling with me.
Yeah, this is a you parenting thing that you're uncomfortable letting them go to the park alone at this age, stuff like that.
I shouldn't be because there's no reason.
But that's what I'm saying. This is a you thing because other parents, the way I grew up,
we
went to the park.
And you're fine.
Right. Right.
I need to let that go. But am I the jerk for kicking them out? Was they broke a table. I was done. I was like, get out.
You know what, man? I got to call you the jerk here.
Somebody said backyard would have been okay. So somebody's texting again saying I am the jerk.
I got to call you the jerk. And
why?
It's not for necessarily kicking them out or sending them to the park because you didn't kick them out, right?
And honestly, the park and nature and exercise is going to be good for them when they're over rambunctious.
Did you make them clean the table?
No.
Jerk. You should have made them clean the table.
Well, it's broken now.
Well, I'm talking about like they figure out you take it outside, you put the broken pieces and whatever, you do this. You broke this. You clean this. you make sure the area is spotless. Because at the same time, as old as they are to walk to the park by themselves, they're more than old enough to start cleaning up their messes by themselves. Right?
Okay.
Should have made them clean their own stuff up.
Well, it's such a little table. It was Doesn't matter. A broken little metal table.
Doesn't matter. They broke it, not you. Because that extended your frustration, in my opinion. Because then you're sitting there cleaning it up, picking the pieces up, going, these boys, man, God.
There just wasn't a lot to clean. That's why.
Doesn't matter.
And it was broken. That's done now. The metal on the table's broken. That thing's going in the trash.
It is to be trashed. But they have to trash it. Two, why you the jerk?
Okay.
Because you sent them outside as a punishment.
Yes. Oh.
Going outside should never be a punishment.
You're right.
And I don't want that negative reinforcement for you, for you, for them, or for anybody.
They should like to go outside.
They should like, thank
you're
you.
Right. Ooh, that, you know what? You got me on that one. That's the one I don't want them to think is going outside is a punishment. You're right.
And that's where I'm like, for me now, two out of three in my brain, like, you the jerk, cuz. I'm sorry. I hate to say it, but like...
Somebody texted in, listen, they said, not the MF and jerk. First of all, your son's built like a 27-year-old. True.
It's also very true.
Says everyone thought he was taking his son to the park.
Oh, so y'all saw him.
It's not a lie.
Oh, Lord.
It's not a long shot that somebody thought that. All right. 414-533-1037. Am I the jerk for kicking my children out of the house and making them go to the park?
I'm sticking to my guns on this one. Okay. I'm saying jerk.
You're saying jerk. All right. We're going to talk to you next. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, somebody texted in because I kicked my kids out of the house for the first time ever. And when I say kicked out, I didn't mean like in the backyard where they have a full swing set, by the way. I said, go to the park and don't come back. In fact, I'll come get you when I'm ready for you to come home.
Leave the premises.
They broke a table and I was furious.
I get it.
I've never kicked them out like that before. And they were like, what?
I mean, parenting evolves, what? Right?
It does.
Think about it. This is your first time parenting them at this age. Just like this is their first time being this age.
Thank you for saying that because I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
None of us do.
Oh, so confusing, man. Lindsay's in Oak Creek and we haven't heard from her in a minute.
I was going to say, excuse me, who?
Dust off that theme song.
Whoa. You okay, Allie?
So much dust.
I didn't even remember what her song was.
I had to find it. I had to dig for it.
Lindsay, you
okay now?
Come on.
Bottom of the crates. Dang, Lindsay.
Lindsay, so rude. Yeah. We're just kidding. Lindsay, tell the truth. Am I the jerk for kicking my kids out of the house for the first time ever and sending them way down the road?
Don't lie now.
Across a busy street.
Bye.
Okay, so... I am going to be honest on this one. I did this weekend. I don't have kids, but I was dog sitting, and I have a dog. Both of them were doodles, so they're hyperactive.
They're crazy, yep.
Hyperactive, crazy dogs.
Yes.
Well, I was upstairs for no more than 5 seconds after just letting them outside, and one of them takes a massive number two on my fresh carpet.
No.
So I kicked them both out in the backyard, although they probably thought it was a treat to let them go outside, have fun. But no, I got mad. You're better than me. I would have made the boys try and fix the table.
That's what DZ said. He's you should have. But the problem was it was metal and it was never going to be. There was no way to fix it. It was done. You know what I mean? Like the metal was like bent and we were done. Like we're done. The table's done.
But where I'm at is that that should have been the punishment. You either got to try to fix it or you're the one that has to take it to the curb and trash it because you broke this table. Mm-hmm. The punishment should have been fixing it or tossing it, not going outside to the park.
You're right.
Yeah. To me.
You think that's a, like I'm giving them something good to do or I'm making the park negative.
You're making the park reinforced negatively. Unless they're going, look, she sent us to the park as a punishment.
You've met Owen and Hudson. Yeah. They're gamers. They're not going, she sent us to the park.
Right.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Oh, you're right. Okay, fine. Well, at least I rage walked there, so I didn't scream when I got there. Okay, everybody? The one thing I did.
On the other hand, though, if you need tables, you know I just moved, so I have some that if you want, you can have them.
Stop trying to give us your second grade tables.
Oh, no! The table! It's broken! How did I not reference that once this whole time?
You can still go home and make the video, I guess.
Oh, it's on. All right.
Lindsay, we might be hitting you up for some tables.
Have a good day, Lindsay.
Appreciate you.
You too. Bye.
I can't believe I never said that once yesterday.
I've been thinking it a few times.
Really?
I wasn't going to throw the story off, bro.
Damn.
But thank you.
Well, Chris is in Heartland this morning. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Ellie and TZ. How are you?
What up?
Well, I've been better. But am I the jerk for kicking my kids out of the house and saying, don't ever come back till I come get you?
So hear me out. While I agree that it shouldn't be a punishment to go to the park,
sure.
I think the punishment was the shock value. The mix up, right? Like they were probably so confused that you said, get out of here, go to the park. That in and of itself was bringing it up a notch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a dad. I've got two kids.
Uh-huh.
I've been a kid.
Yeah.
And my mom was the gentle parent. My wife is the gentle parent. Bless her soul.
Uh-huh.
And my dad would come in and lay the smack down. And that's how we knew it was enough.
Right.
That's how we knew.
There's got to be
something where they know it's enough.
There's got to be a threshold. I'm following what he's saying.
They're going, we went too far. We went too far.
It's kicked up a notch.
It's kicked up a notch.
Uh-oh. They need the uh-oh factor.
And I don't do that
enough. My dad was always quiet. My dad was always quiet until all of us burnt. And then boom.
Uh-oh. Until uh-oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm following what Chris is saying, man.
So,
and to be honest, as a single parent, you have to create those uh-oh factors for yourself.
But that's what's hard about single parenting is you have no support. So you have to be bad guy and good guy.
Totally.
And there's nobody to ask, am I doing this right? Or did I I literally have no one to turn to and go, did I mess that up? Is this what we should be doing? Is this how I should parent?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally have to just guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have no idea if I'm doing it right. And there's no one to go, good job or bad job. It's like, hell if we know.
Good luck.
Hope it works out.
Let me tell you, as a happily married man with two kids,
you
we also
don't know.
We look at each other and go, I mean, this is what I think. This is what you think. I mean, let's find somewhere in the middle, eh?
And that's the alternative where two
parents. No playbook.
Parents,
we're all just winging it.
I swear.
But that's the other alternative where the two parents don't agree sometimes on, that's the alternative I could be in where I'm fighting about how to punish them. See,
right.
It's like, no, you can't win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes, if you're not on the same page.
Not the jerk.
All right,
thank you,
Chris.
There you
have
go,
a great
Chris.
Day.
Appreciate you, man.
Bye.
See
take care. We'll talk again soon, hopefully.
Somebody texted in, Stacy in Sheboygan. She said, I see DZ's point of view, but I don't think you're the jerk because I have an 8 and a 9-year-old, and whenever they make me angry, I just tell them to get out of my face. I don't care if they go outside or to their rooms, whatever. Just give space instead of beating their tush.
Being PG on that one.
Uh-huh. Julia's in Menominee Falls, last but not least. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
Well, we had two not the jerks. What do you think?
Okay, I am going to side. Well, I'm not going to say this. So, DZ, I also have a 2-year-old. He's 2 years and 4 months.
Okay.
And I have a 4-month-old.
Oh, bet.
You guys
as
are
well.
The same.
We're in similar boats.
You guys are the same.
Uh-huh.
Almost, yeah.
We're in similar boats. So, I'm talking to the future me here. So, you know, hindsight's 2020.
Let's all listen, though.
Okay.
What's up?
I'm going to disagree with DZ when he said sending them to the park is a negative thing.
Okay.
These boys are gamers. They want to sit inside on their devices mm-hmm. just like every boy these days, right?
Yeah.
Sending them outside, I understand you're thinking it's a negative, but what they gained from that, they walked together. So they had an experience on the way to the park.
Mm-hmm.
They were probably yelling at each other the whole way. They probably had fun at the park. Let's be honest.
So true.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Secretly. They'll never tell me. Yeah.
Well, right. But on the way, obviously, they're learning their lesson on the way for multiple reasons. They know mom's mad. They shouldn't have done that, and they're working it out. I think that was perfect. I hope that I have enough balls when my kids are that age that I can do the same thing and say, get out and just walk. Aww. And go and figure it out.
And be really that nice. And be that comfortable with that too. Julia, yeah. No, you got to get off the phone because I don't like you making me make sense and making me want to change my answer and all that. And then relating to me talking about, well, we got kids the same age. She, now I feel bad for calling her the jerk.
The thing is, they really probably jokes. Did. It's fine. Don't feel bad.
For real.
They probably did bond over this experience, even if it's because they're mad at me or whatever. You know, I don't even care, you know?
And in the thrill of calling Allie the jerk, I missed a key part of the story. you heard that? In thrill of calling you the jerk, I missed this key part in the story that Julia helped me remember. When they got to the busy road, right? They at first were like 10, 15 feet apart.
They were screaming at each other.
But then they got to the busy road and what? They crossed together.
They ran together. Because it was they knew they had to cross together.
Siblings, regardless, holding each other down regardless. What that tells me is that they're going to protect each other regardless. And you're doing a great job, Mama Bear. All right, whatever. Yeah. Now I feel fine, Julia. Whatever.
You made them figure it out together, and I think the key thing in this.
I do like that. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So we got some positive out of this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Parenting is hard.
It's so hard. Listen. So hard. Mm. So hard.
Yeah. We appreciate your call, Julia. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Wow. So Julia in Milwaukee texted in. She said, I'm so happy you speak about your kids acting like this most of the time because I'm living life at home thinking I'm the only one with kids who act like this. My 6 and 11-year-old never stop fighting. You are not alone.
Do we got to say this every day that we're all just making it up as we go along as parents?
Honest to God.
We must have to make a public PSA every day.
You're not alone. Every day.
All of our kids are crazy.
We don't know what we're doing. None of us. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.